Okay, I'd like to welcome Vera Reshto. And Vera, your work is entitled Grid as Utopian Form. Could you summarise for us, please, the basis of that research?
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So I was looking at the notion of architecture that's around us and how it conveys different message, and it can be intimidating, could be welcome. And sometimes it's pure functionality can leave one totally detached from experiencing it. And sometimes it's just there and kind of ugly. So I was looking into the importance of reading this special message and as part of our environment, habitat, and how which lies in the initial possibility of reading the surface message of architecture, allowing the decoding of hidden and less obvious message and agenda. So I was looking into, I compared a place where I lived in Minsk in Belarus and how the place was designed. It was designed as ideal city after the Second World War, and comparing it to ideal city of Renaissance, and similar visuals is operate with use of perspective and basically how what messaging conveys.
Thank you. Could you mentioned your hometown of Minsk. Could you tell us a bit about the type of architecture you're looking at there?
So I was looking at suburban area where I lived, and use of how does it call the big concrete buildings, the flats,
more like
basically.
Blocks of flats,
which has obvious grid-like structure. Mm-hmm. As well as I was looking at Main Street, which was designed to influence people to convey the totalitarian message, totalitarian ideology, even it pretended not to be totalitarian. But it definitely, because it operates with, it's such a mix of architectural elements from Renaissance, from Baroque, from some Egyptian influence and Roman, Greek. So it's funny how, which were also... not ideologists, but they were also imperialistic, they had an imperialistic vision. So this combination, this soup of different elements created to influence a Soviet person. Yeah.
And you're making that connection with the grid in a graphic design sense, I suppose, or just in an architectural sense?
So far it's just architectural, but I think we are like, if we look in topographic grid on the page, importance is the space and how much space, how we feel comfortable with it or not, when it's cluttered or not. I think similar could be applied to the, we are on the page, but we are in 3D kind of plane, not on the flat page, and how we are as little elements of this page, how we perceive the space around it. I think it's very important because some people have like square phobias, fear of big spaces.
Yeah.
And there are interesting things, phobias related to the urban environments. And I think it's important that architects probably also look how they design the spaces, because every day we are there, but we are somehow not noticing it. And while writing and researching this, I start to notice more environment around me. And think why it works for me, what's exactly here, why I feel comfortable in this space, and this one just I want to escape as quick as I can.
Yeah. So this research comes from a kind of a personal place, really, coming from your home city of Minsk. Are you interested in personal histories and how they relate to utopian urban constructions? Or are you taking a more objective examination of architectural perspectives and what they represent?
At the moment, I'm looking at the combination of both personal histories and an objective approach to architectural perspectives. But what happens if to a single perspective point, which by default can be associated with a person-centric point of view, if it's applied to an objective examination of architectural perspectives? And what will happen if you add a bit of humanity into this called utopian visions? I think it's nice to mix both. Mm.
Do you think, you say these cold utopian visions, is that how you see the architecture of this gridded kind of tower block architecture? Do you feel that it is a kind of cold urban style environment?
I like the visualization of them. They're really, they're really like from different worlds. They detached, you know, this 3D rendered thing. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me a lot of kind of digital landscapes, which I was also looking into it, like other world, other side. Maybe there is a utopia there. Maybe there's escapism. I was asked also, what's your ideal utopia? And I was thinking that maybe to dive in the other side of the, maybe looking in, so in my work, I might look into digital landscapes. Yeah. And because there's something there, kind of, it's like a fairy tale attracts you. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it's really interesting that you're looking at the grid as utopian form with architecture as well, because often these concrete urban tower blocks in many cities are kind of seen as a dystopian kind of thing, so but with a utopian origin, so that's really quite interesting. What is the relationship for you between the grid and utopia?
Well, I was looking at early historic examples of grid systems and how they were applied to urban planning, and one can see the egalitarian living principles behind them. Mm-hmm. And this includes the ancient Greek approach of democratic living and so-called hippodamus systems as a grid system in settlements, which uses a modular grid in ancient urban planning for separation city into political, social, and residential areas. And it was actually practically lived in form. And one could see it, an example now in modular system in Milet in Priene. I was studying archaeology, classical archaeology before. That's why I was kind of really interested in it. And so you could see it in West Turkey now. But then it's interesting also to see how it started with this. I've been to these spaces. I saw fundaments of these old houses. Yeah, but then later research showed that then people were probably selling their houses. So some houses grew a bit, another diminished. So, you know, it started as egalitarian and then depends on political situation or it's changed. And it's probably normal development. But I like that egalitarian is behind it.
Yeah.
It started with,
yeah,
with
that was fair. The origin of its form. Could you tell us a little bit about what you've exhibited this week at the WIP show in your drawer, your illustrations and renderings there?
So I was mainly, I had, because I worked with the motion graphics, I was exploring different, from stop motion, from recorded live, not live, sorry. So I did hand-drawn motion pieces. I did kind of incorporating 3D visuals into flat After Effects made motion, and as well as I made stop motion based on the time lapse. Yeah, that's it. So, and because I couldn't show it motion in my drawer, I made little flip books, which allows kind of have idea of how it moves behind it. What was good of making it actually as physical objects, I could put them nearby together, and I just realized that it starts to take different narrative by having this parallel, say that there was a Minsk view from my window. I recorded these little windows and how it getting dark, how people moving within it, stalking basically. And then by putting some kind of London street panoramic view. So I just kind of started to compare these two worlds, which kind of exist. And it allowed me to kind of see it differently. Which, by the way, I also was looking at my research paper. It was Kentridge and his stereoscopic view. His animation called Stereoscope, where he has two parallel windows running around. And the same person behaves similarly and then started to derive a bit. And so he started to tell different stories, like two personalities living in his head. And so it's kind of, I was influenced by it, and now by making these physical objects, putting it together, I just see that maybe it's a path to go too.
Mm. So your illustrations and animations are mostly from London now that you're working on?
I have a couple. I was recently home, so I knew that I need some visuals, and I recorded some time-lapse there, and now it's London. But I think it's going to be looking at personal experience and drawing from my head.
Thank you very much. Could you summarize kind of where you see this work going in the next few months?
I'll focus on motion graphics now, but it might bring you somewhere else to experimentation, so because I should be open to experiment.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Vera. Thank you.